On the surface, it seemed to be a ludicrous project. A man with no experience building boats was going to cut his own trees, build his own Viking ship, and then sail it from the Great Lakes and across the Atlantic. So what happens when a junior high school counselor has such a dream? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1974, Bob Asp, a junior high school counselor, began the dream of a lifetime. He began building a full-scale replica of a Viking ship, which he would sail from the U.S. to Norway, the country from which his family immigrated. The project took 8 years, but Bob was diagnosed with leukemia as the date neared to set sail.
It was his dying wish that this would go to Norway, and he was able to complete the ship himself, and he was able to sail it on Lake Superior up in Duluth.
Marcus Krieger shares the story from the UMCOM Center in Moorhead, Minnesota.
He died before the actual voyage, but his family, they promised him that whatever he couldn't finish, they would finish it for him, and they kept their promise. The crew of 13 on the UMCOM voyage in 1982, four of them were his children.
The journey from Duluth to Norway took 72 days. 5 weeks on the Atlantic.
There was this one storm about 500 miles off the coast of Canada. Everybody thought they were going to sink, and there was a big wave that came in, and it cracked the hull of the ship. At the front of the ship, you'd see Igor the Dragon. Well, Viking ships would have dragons back then, and it ripped him off the boat, and he fell backwards and lost one of his horns.
Today, the ship is housed here in Moorhead, Minnesota, with Igor the Dragon minus one horn.
Because we have a Viking ship, the UMCOMS, and we also have a full-size replica of a medieval Norwegian church that was another local man's retirement project. We're kind of a international destination.
It's an amazing ship and an amazing story. Traveling the countryside in Moorhead, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.